Well, welcome again to our thought for the day in John chapter 17. Let's pray as we open God's word today. Blessed and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful verse that we're to read today. Pray that you will implant it into our hearts, that it may transform our lives. We ask it for your great name's sake. Amen. Well, our verse today in chapter 17 of John's Gospel is verse 17. Jesus is praying to his Father for his disciples in these words. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. What a wonderful and precious verse this is, that our Saviour should pray to his Father that we by faith, his sons and daughters, should be sanctified. And sanctification refers to the process by which God increasingly makes us holy. This word holy is almost a synonym for God. That's why the seraphim in Isaiah chapter 6 sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Holiness is God's intrinsic, infinite, transcendent purity and worth. It's his godness. Holy isn't what God is like. Holy is who God is. And so things that are reserved, that are set apart for God, are also called holy. So, for example, in the Old Testament, the priests were set apart for God's purposes and to do his will. They were reserved for him. They were holy. And that is what it means to be holy, to be sanctified. And we need to remember that this isn't an optional extra for some class of super Christians. The Apostle Peter reminds us that God commands each believer, "Be holy because I am holy," 1 Peter 1:16. So how is the Christian believer to be sanctified, to be truly set apart for God's service? Well, our verse answers that too. Sanctify them by the truth, Jesus prays to his Father. Your word is truth. And that was the experience of the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, when he was sent as pastor to what one commentator calls the church of the valley of dry bones. And so at God's command, Ezekiel preached God's word to that valley of dry bones. And as he preached the word of God, the bones came to life. And they stood on their feet and became an exceedingly great army, we read. And what we need today is, more than anything else, a legion of believers who are similarly enlivened by God's word to holy living. So here's today's challenge. Do you desire to become more holy, more and more set apart for God's work? And if we do, then do we devote ourselves to the reading and hearing and studying of God's word? Not just for a few weeks or a few months, but as a whole lifetime commitment. And if you do, then you will wonderfully discover the truth that Jesus is so right in this verse that God sanctifies his people through his word. William Longstaff was one of our country's most wealthy ship owners in the 19th century. But despite his great wealth, he knew that his life was empty and devoid of any real purpose. Until one day he walked into a church in Keswick. And he heard the minister preach on that verse from 1 Peter that I quoted a few moments ago. "Be holy, for I am holy." And what he heard in that church that day transformed his whole life. And he never forgot that life-changing moment. And he's remembered today by the hymn that he wrote based on that verse that changed his life. And part of that hymn, I'll close our thought for the day. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always, and feed on his word. Thus, led by his Spirit and filled with his love, you soon will be fitted for service above. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that that may be true of us, not just this week, not just this month, but for the rest of our lives, that we may become more holy, more sanctified through your word. Lord, we pray this in and through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.